SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
G'day from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and in this bulletin, the PM condemns actions of a Chinese fighter jet that endangered an Australian aircrew. The accused triple murderer, who allegedly poisoned relatives with deadly mushrooms, has pleaded not guilty. And in football, Atalanta come from a goal down to beat Salernitana 2-1 in Series A. The Prime Minister has condemned the actions of a Chinese jet fighter which dropped flares in front of an Australian Navy helicopter, labelling the move unprofessional and unacceptable. Defence Minister Richard Marles has revealed the Royal Australian Navy Seahawk helicopter was forced to take evasive action to prevent being hit by flares launched by a J-10 Chinese Air Force plane. The flares were dropped about 300 metres in front of the chopper and about 60 metres above it, but the helicopter was unaffected and all the crew were safe. Mr Albanese says the aircraft was on a routine flight in international airspace as part of an effort to enforce sanctions on North Korea.
We have made very strong representations at every level to China about this incident, which we regard as unprofessional and unacceptable. Australian Defence Force personnel were going about their job to support the United Nations in the sanctions that they have against the North Korean regime. And Australian Defence Force personnel should not be at risk whilst they're doing that.
The woman accused of murdering three people after serving a meal allegedly poisoned with deadly mushrooms last year has pleaded not guilty in court. The trial of the accused 49-year-old woman, Erin Patterson, will be fast-tracked after she pleaded not guilty to eight charges. She's accused of killing her former in-laws, Don and Gail Patterson, both 70, and Gail's sister, Heather Wilkinson, aged 66. All three died in hospital after consuming the allegedly poisoned meal at Ms. Patterson's home in South Gippsland. She's also accused of the attempted murder of her ex-husband Simon and the attempted murder of Ms. Wilkinson's husband Ian. She will face trial at the Supreme Court in Melbourne due to a directions hearing on May the 23rd. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets of Tel Aviv after Israeli leaders rejected a Gaza ceasefire proposal agreed to by Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the proposal from Egyptian and Qatari mediators that Hamas accepted, including terms that Israel could not agree to. He says an Israeli delegation will be sent to the talks to negotiate, but their military will continue an escalation of attacks on the densely populated city of Rafah in Gaza's south in the meantime. Israel says it's currently striking Hamas targets in the eastern Rafah, where they had dropped flyers yesterday telling civilians to evacuate. Malak is a young displaced girl in Rafah who says she was filled with hope after Hamas's announcement, but now fears what's to come.
We've been through tough times and we were displaced many times to many strange places. When they dropped leaflets asking us to evacuate, we were afraid and we didn't know what we should do. We were optimistic when Hamas agreed to the ceasefire proposal. We were very optimistic. But Israel procrastinated and it's going too far. They don't want to agree for ceasefire and they want to raid Rafah.
Chad has held its long-delayed presidential election following 3 years of military rule under the interim president, Mahamat Debi Itno, a vote that the incumbent is expected to win. Mr. Debi Itno sees power after his father, who spent three decades in power, was killed fighting rebels in 2021. His government announced that it was extending the 18-month transition period for 2 more years, which provoked protests across the country. The oil exporting country of nearly 18 million people hasn't had a free and fair transfer of power since it became independent in 1960 after decades of French colonial rule. More than 8 million people are registered to vote in a country of more than 17 million people, one of the poorest in the world. While analysts say the interim president is likely to win the election, one voter says he feels like the people are calling for a change.
If I was to compare it to previous elections, I think this year there's a desire for change that I've noticed in everyone. A lot of people have come out to vote. There is a large number of people at the polls.
A leading opposition leader, Yaya Dillo, the current president's cousin, was killed in February in circumstances that remain unclear. In football, Atalanta have come from a goal down to beat relegated Salernitana 2-1 in Series A and improve their chances of a place in next season's Champions League. The Bergamo-based club have now risen above Roma in fifth place in Italy's top-tier league, with the top five Italian clubs qualifying automatically for the Champions League. Atalanta went behind after 18 minutes when Lum Chuna scored against the run of play. But Atalanta woke up in the second half with Gianluca Scamacca converting a nice headed assist by Mario Pasalic, and 6 minutes later Toon Kumperminers scored from outside the box, heard via beIN Sports.
Radaric, and now first time! It's a brilliant finish by Toon Kumperminers. He disguised the shot so well and it just trickles into the far corner.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the newsroom. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts. They include SBS News In Depth and Cost of Living Secrets, wherever you get your podcasts.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.